Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Good morning, Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And with you this morning, Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. Reunited, feels so good. Good morning, man.
Man, you got some extra bass up in your voice, man. You over here sounded like James Earl Jones.
Not quite, but
my
okay.
Son works.
There's so many lines from that movie I can say right now, and only the bad ones are coming to mind right now. It's good to have you, man.
It's a pleasure, man. Kuda Matata.
Just me and you in the studio today.
Yeah,
we'll be joined by Sam Acho throughout the show and, of course, the usual cast of characters as we take you through the morning in the world of sports and around, of course, the NFL. Last night, Hard Knocks. And this episode began, I thought, with it was a beautiful drone going through, I guess they call it the star, the practice facility, that whole area there in Irving that where the Cowboys practice. It's just beautiful to watch. Like, it was something that was a three-minute film, and it reminded me, Bart, and I know you watched it, that's a palace they've got there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's just funny how the difference what $2 billion can get you there versus New York. You look at MetLife Stadium, look like a big toaster. It's like, hold up, man. We ain't even got no roof. Like, hold up.
Yeah. No, I mean, it just, but the fact that that's not even the stadium, it's the practice facility. Like, we're not even talking about Jerry World. But it reminded me of, did you see La La Land?
No, I've never seen La La Land.
Oh, man. Again, when it comes to cinematography and all that stuff, it's a beautiful the way it's shot. Yeah. And that's what reminded me of that when they go through the freeway, anybody saw it. But then it also made me, as I'm watching it, I said to myself, I wanted at the end of it, for anybody who's seen The Big Lebowski, you know what I'm talking about. Because that also begins with a drone shot going through. I don't know if it was a drone. They didn't have drones then. They had something. But it was the shot where it goes across the desert. You see tumbleweed.
Yeah.
It goes across the freeway. And then it's going. And so by the end of this one on Hard Knocks, I'm thinking, I want to see the dude in the cafeteria holding half and half with sunglasses and a robe, like looking at you. Like, I thought it'd be a perfect ending to it. Anyone gets that reference, you understand. But still, if you haven't seen it, NFL on their Twitter did tweet it out. So certainly check it out. Because like I said, if you just love looking at just things like pretty football things, where it's a field, where it's the facility and all the money spent. It feels like you're looking at, here's a new attraction at Disney.
Yeah, man.
And they're just taking you through it. Amazing.
Well, listen, Jerry gets it, man. Jerry understands the power of, making every moment a big moment. I mean, what is this? I know for sure they've been on Hard Knocks twice. Mm. Right, I don't know if this is their third time, but listen, they get it. He understands this is his greatest marketing tool. I mean, Jerry's a tremendous businessman. You think about, I think the Dallas Star is separate from everybody other team in the NFL. So, they don't abide by the, the union of the NFL. Like, if you want
the usage of the logo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, but still, if you haven't seen it, just check it out. Actually, I retweeted it, so you can check me out at Alan Hahn. Anyways, another brand in the NFL is the New England Patriots. And, we were talking before the show about, the quarterback stuff that has been the conversation, Bart, around the league in different markets. That is one that Key hates the fact that we call it a competition. He says no competition. It's Cam Newton's job. Okay, maybe, but some things have happened now where Cam Newton, of course, is not available right now because of COVID protocols. That he now is away from the team for a couple of days. And in the meantime,
protocol means what, right? He has a certain protocol which suggests that maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's 5 days, which is only for unvaccinated players. Now, again, he has not said, we don't know, but that's what that protocol is for, because he was, and it wasn't anything that happened. He just left. It was a mistake.
Right.
It was just it was a mistake that he went to, I guess he went out of the region, they said.
Right.
Anyways. So let's first listen, because we were listening back to some things that Bill Belichick was talking about, because he has steadfast said Cam Newton is his starter. So let's first go to yesterday, which I found really interesting. He doesn't give you much here, but just listen to a question that he has asked about opportunities now. With Cam Newton out, Mac Jones playing this weekend, and also getting practice time with the ones. So as the reporter asks, this is an opportunity for Mac Jones.
Big opportunity for Mac Jones this week. I mean, everybody, it all
it is
together.
Mm-hmm. you hope to see from him, Bill, over the course of the next couple days with more opportunities here?
Look, our entire team has opportunities every day, all the way through the week, against the Giants in the game. I hope we can all take advantage of those opportunities.
So he said, when asked about it, it is, and then just kind of gives you the, mm-hmm. All right, so, okay, it is. But wait, there's more. So let's call this Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, Bart. So this is now Monday. This is after all the news came out about Cam. Belichick talking about players that are playing and who's going to get playing time and competitions, all that stuff. And just take a listen to this.
The guys who have been there, somebody has to show that they're better than them, or that player has to be unavailable, all right? And that's the way it is at every position. It's not unique
now,
to any.
Wait. We got to run that back. Remember, he's talking about unseating someone who has the job.
Wally Pitt.
Let's listen. Listen to what did he just say there? Listen to this again.
The guys who have been there, somebody has to show that they're better than them.
Or
that player has to be unavailable.
Hold it. Mm-hmm. That player has to be unavailable. And then I believe we found out that Cam Newton is suddenly unavailable.
Oh, man. Bill, the Jedi mind trick.
Could it be that the Patriots know that their guy is Mac Jones, but they don't want to embarrass Cam Newton? Mm.
You're diabolical with this.
So all I'm thinking is just try to follow along. Cam Newton it's his job. Played well in the preseason, right? It's good. He's played well.
Yep.
And the Patriots are like, well, what are we going to do? We can't make him the backup. We can't have him, but we don't really want him as the starter. What do we do? Cam, we're going to need you to take this paperwork to this medical office. Where is it? It's in Rhode Island. Why am I going all the way to you got to go there.
Yeah, no big deal.
And then he goes in and comes back like, Cam, you went to Rhode Island, didn't you? Yeah, that's out of our region. Unfortunately, you're going to have to sit for 5 days. And we're gonna make Mac Jones the starter.
Mac and cheese.
Now who's to say that's not happening behind the scenes? I'm sorry. We've had Spygate. We've had Deflategate. Is this Camgate?
It could be, man. This is crazy. Like, I'd never thought about that. Only you and your twisted mind can drum up some type of conspiracy theory. But, listen, it's not beyond anybody, to say, hey, let's figure out a way how to slow Cam down. Like, he's looking better than expected. And, by the way, so is Mac and Cheese. And, wow.
What do you think? Now, by the way, I get the originally it was believed that it was out of the region, but apparently it was he took the wrong test. It was a misunderstanding, and he took the wrong test. So again,
hold up.
We send you to a medical office to get a test, and we're just like, when Cam comes, we're going to give him this test. Yeah, but that's not the test that the NFL. Yeah, I know. We're going to go with this test. Okay.
So they gave him the wrong COVID test.
Whatever it was, yeah.
They didn't when he went to his out-of-region doctor's visit, as Mike Reese told us yesterday, that he got knocked out of the biometric system, which is what the NFL requires.
My story was a lot easier to follow. This now gets way too technical.
Yeah, biometric.
Yeah, that gets way too technical.
Okay, he took the wrong COVID test. So when you're an NFL player, you have to take a certain COVID test. When he went to the out-of-region office visit.
They didn't give him a bio reference.
Right.
They didn't give him a bio reference.
The bio reference. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Because that's what I take. The bio reference. Wow.
Yeah.
What the hell did he take?
All I know is that
CBS
whatever
test?
Was supposed to happen, which seems to follow all protocols simply, suddenly didn't happen. Mm. And a very odd timing of it all. And now, as Belichick foreshadowed on Monday, a player is unavailable. An opportunity awaits.
Oh, man.
Are you buying this?
Like, listen, the only thing is crazy, right? When you think about it, just Mac Jones is going to get an opportunity to look good. And you're only as good as your last start. And people saw Cam the last start, 8-9. Everything looked well. Now Mac and Cheese gets the opportunity to leave the long-lasting impression before the season starts. Could be trouble, Cam. Could be trouble.
Hmm.
Wow. to lose your job.
I don't know. I kind of was hoping there'd be a conspiracy theory there, but we shall see. All right, that's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If you believe in conspiracy theories like this one, maybe Mac Jones is just being – maybe Cam Newton is being set up because Mac Jones is the guy that they really want, because the whispers out of New England say he's the guy they really want. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, KJZ, ESPN Radio. Coming up, so an alliance is forming. What are the benefits of it? We will discuss after – we don't even have these. After this from draft, we'll have to get back to that because we don't have – you don't have anything in front of you.
I got nothing.
Yeah, neither do I. So
– awkward. Talk about protocol.
Talk about protocol is right. Sabotage. All right, KJZ, ESPN Radio, and ESPN2.
Big Ten, ACC, Pac-12 announcing an alliance. They say ultimately aims to stabilize a volatile environment.
This last year has been monumental in college athletics, but also it's provided us with an opportunity to look forward.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Big Ten, ACC, Pac-12 announcing an alliance.
Hopefully this alliance will really stabilize the different issues that we're facing in college athletics.
The foundation of college sports is, in many respects, in turmoil.
To the three of us, we felt the stabilization of the current environment across Division I and FBS and in Power 5 in particular, this was its chance for a new direction.
Good morning, KJZ, ESPN Radio. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott in for the guys this morning. We go to the Goodyear Hotline. And welcome in Mike Norvell, Florida State head coach, as they get ready for their new season and some other big news that's going on with the ACC and, of course, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 as well. Coach, good morning. Good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me on, and good morning.
All right, let's begin with your thoughts on. I know, again, you're still fairly new into the conference, but as a head coach. But still, the alliance that was announced yesterday between the Big Ten, Pac-12, and ACC, just what does it mean from you and your perspective? You have, coming in, a number three ranked recruiting class, but will it help you with recruiting going forward? What does it do for your program?
Well, you know, anytime you see a unified approach, among the conferences of not only where we are but where we're going, that's something that's definitely exciting. And Commissioner Phillips, as he's come and you know, in his first year, you know, just so very impressed with who he is, the direction and the leadership that he's showing for our conference. And we're excited about the future of ACC football and all the things that will be going on, you know, within our conference among all the sports, but specifically to football and his passion and the push that we're having to continue to showcase all the great things that our conference provides. And, you know, definitely very supportive in all the moves that he's making and what, you know, what this alliance can be for the future of college football.
Now, this alliance seems to be a response to the SEC, you know, accepting Texas and Oklahoma to their conference. You know, what if any concerns do you have about, you know, these conferences becoming so large and what that has as far as the effect to the Big 12 and the other conferences which they're leaving?
You know, I mean, for me personally, you know, really, I mean, our focus is on Florida State and what we're doing and continuing to promote, you know, our brand and you'll build our program back to where it deserves to be. And you know, as you know, the concerns of other things that are going on the outside, it's just you know, I think each action to promote, you know, college football and to promote ACC and what we're doing, you know, is as much about the great things that we have rather than, you know, just a reaction of what other things are going on within, you know, kind of the overall approach of other things in college football, because it is a new age. There's a lot of you know, new experiences that we're seeing, you know, not only with college football players and the NIL, but you know, also with you know college, you know, conference realignment. So you're trying to be as proactive as possible, and I think this alliance is a good step in the right direction. And you know, like I said earlier, I think you know, for our league and the leadership that we have, I mean, we're very excited about what future holds.
Now, you know, I played with a couple of you know, Florida State alum. I played with Corey Fuller, Deion Sanders, and Samari Rowland. They're very prideful and proud of their university. Now, they lost a legend, or you guys lost a legend, and you know, I think frankly, college football lost a legend in Bobby Bowden. You know, how you guys plan to honor him this year, and you know, what is his effect on college football in the shape of the current environment of it?
You know, Coach Bowden was just such a special man, and yes, one of the greatest coaches to ever, you know, be a part of the game. But you know, really, how he did it, and you know, the all-inclusive approach, trying to help build these young men into who they were going to become, and what they were going to be, you know, beyond just the jersey number, and you know, for all the great teams and the wonderful traditions. You know, we're going to honor him with how we you know, how we go about our business every single day. Yes, there will be you know, the symbolic ways that we'll honor him, you know, throughout the season. But you know, I think, you know, when you look at his life and the impact that he made, I mean, it's a call and a challenge to each and every one of us to go out there and to serve others, to you know, to pour everything that we have into each other to help, you know, be the best version of ourselves. And, you know, that was, you know, last week when we had the celebration of life of Coach Bowden. I mean, it was emotional, and you saw people come from all over the country, you know, all the former players, the former coaches. You know, they weren't just talking about victories. They were, you know, that occurred on the field. They were talking about the victories that occurred off the field and the impact that he had as a family man, as a coach, as a mentor, and as a friend. And that's what we all aspire to do within our lives. And, you know, it was a great challenge to each of us to be better in all the things that we're doing to make that impact, you know, with the opportunities presented.
And a legacy certainly at Florida State. We're talking with Mike Norvell, Florida State football coach, joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. And so you get the job after great success at Memphis. You come in and pandemic. And of course, last season for everybody was not a typical season. This year, though, you come in and you start right away, Notre Dame. You got a CFP opponent. Is that a great opportunity for your program to kind of set a tone, to send a message, whatever it is? What are your expectations for this season for your program in year two?
You know, it is absolutely a great opportunity. And you're going to be on a grand stage Sunday night. You know, ABC, you know, the in prime time to be able to put on display, you know, where we are. And, you know, we're getting to do that against a top 10 opponent, you know, a program that's, you know, really been playing at a very high level. over the last few years, and so it's going to be a great test for us, and we're excited. Last year, coming off the season of dealing with so many different factors. I mean, we were extremely young. We're actually the youngest team in college football a year ago, and we've been able to grow. We've been able to develop. We've been able to build build those relationships. We've also been able to add some guys through the transfer portal that I believe are going to bring some much needed experience, and as well as leadership. And so it's been fun watching our team forge together and really build upon those relationships. And we're excited to go out there and to be able to compete. We've got a great schedule this year. We've got a great opportunity, and our guys are looking forward to the challenges ahead.
All right, so the question, of course, on the minds of all fans of the Seminoles of Florida State is not an easy one for you to answer, but I'm going to ask you, how do you close the gap with Clemson? How do you do it?
And you continue to build every single day, with the foundation of what our program is all about, and that's work. It's not going to come. It's not going to come easy, but nothing in life worth having ever does. You got to work for it, and you got to work for it on the field. You got to work for it off the field. And what we're doing in all levels, and it's not just with the players that we have. It's with the coaches, the administration, and we represent one of the greatest universities in the entire country, and one of the greatest football traditions that college football has ever seen. And so we do have a great obligation, and it's that constant commitment to excellence in everything that we're doing, and you got to put in the work. But I'm really excited about the things I'm seeing from our team and the standard of how we're pushing to operate. And that's something we're going to have to do consistently. And once again, we're excited for the future and the opportunities that lie ahead. But that's what it's going to come down to, just good old-fashioned work.
Yeah, and you obviously have a good recruiting class coming in. So the foundation already being built. Mike, thanks so much for the time. Good luck this season. All the best.
Good luck, Coach.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me on, and go Noles.
You got it. All right, Mike Norvell again, Florida State head coach, and that's the toughest thing in the ACC.
One.
You look right above you, and you got to say, well, all right, that's the standard, Clemson, but also this alliance and what that might mean going forward. Meanwhile, going forward, all right, so the weather is still beautiful. It is the summer, and it is, of course, the time for flip-flops. And, boy, are they wearing flip-flops in Chicago. I keep talking about this, what's happening in Chicago. Pick a side. What are you going to do? Let's figure it out. So we will try to figure it out next after Bart has this from Indeed, we hope. Or
what?
Maybe we're going to need somebody to get on Indeed and get a new job.
Finding the perfect hire can feel like searching for a needle in a haystack in a bottomless haystack of resumes. Indeed makes hiring fast and simple with 135 skill tests to help candidates prove they have the experience for your job and that your job requires. Their powerful hiring platform even helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right on the site, which is probably why Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. To learn more about finding your next great hire, visit Indeed.com/credit.
As a fan, this is amazing.
No, it is.
This is the time of the year.
This is what we talked about. This is real, man.
This is real.
Are you ready? Because I'm ready.
This is Freddie Coleman, and you know I'm ready.
This is Greedy. Northwestern is ready.
Ian Fitzsimmons here. I'm ready. And so are Oklahoma and Texas. Sort of. The SEC.
Football is back, and it kicks off every morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, and continues all day right here on ESPN Radio.
Brought to you by Skechers. Skechers. Comfort included.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Football's almost here. There's no better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. As the season is quickly approaching, DraftKings is your one-stop shop to make it rain all season long. To bring you even closer to the action, DraftKings is giving all new players a free shot at $1 million during week one. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, preseason is the perfect time to test your strategy. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Nothing adds to the excitement of watching a game quite like having a free shot at huge cash prizes. Download the DraftKings app now. Use code KJZ for a limited time. New players can get a free shot at $1 million during week one. Don't miss out on the action. Enter code KJZ to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code KJZ, only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
And the pitch. Fly ball. Left center. On the run is Gallo. He's there to make the play. And the Yankees hold on. Take a deep breath, everybody. The winning streak is 11 straight.
Turn it up to 11. The Yankees win 11 in a row. They beat the Braves 5-4 last night. All right, so the ninth inning struggles continues as Aroldis Chapman allowed two hits and walked two batters, including one with the bases loaded, to help the Braves cut the lead to one. Wandy Peralta then replaced Chapman and got reigning NL MVP Freddie Freeman to fly out to left and seal that 11th straight win for the Yankees. Giancarlo Stanton, DJ LeMahieu, and Rougned Odor all homered for New York. Meanwhile, Yadi Molina back for a 19th season with the Cardinals.
What?
Yes, Molina and the Cardinals agreed to a one-year extension. Quote, we're pleased to announce that Yadi has agreed to cement his career legacy with the Cardinals for a final season in 2022. That's President John Mozeliak in a statement. Sources told ESPN that the deal is worth $10 million, confirming a report by The Athletic. Yeah, I'd come back for $10 million.
Hell yeah.
Jaguars rookie Travis Etienne placed on injured reserve, out for the season. Remember, he was the second first-round pick by the Jaguars after Trevor Lawrence went number one overall.
Damn.
Injured in Monday's loss to the Saints. He'll undergo surgery on his left foot for Lisfranc injury. That's according to a league source telling our own Adam Schefter. Etienne will not be allowed to return this season because he was placed on IR before making the initial 53-man roster. SportsCenter, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide, and you can get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299. No contract, all in America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless, 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Justin's going to have his time. But right now, it's my time. Andy had six plays, and we're going to get him some more snaps.
When you have that enthusiasm about a player, you don't have the enthusiasm about the other guy, that could be problematic.
Oh, yes. All we ask in Chicago is make a decision already. That's all we ask them to do.
The
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott with you here in studio. And we are joined by Sam Macho.
I got to get used to saying it again.
Yes.
Han.
It's been a while since you said that. Sam, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are y'all doing?
Hey, you got that. You got that light on solar.
Hey man, it's a dark room. So like, it's a dark room, and I got this bright light, and I'm like, all right, well, here it is. You know, it's about to be the sun. You got Venus, everybody going around it. So
I just feel like I hear somebody saying, "Caroline, come into the light." You're a little too young.
Not that
Caroline. Right.
For those our rated to understand, so Sam is back. His backdrop is that cherry wood, right? Like that's a cherry. It's actually a really nice background.
Can't hide that money. Well, straight up, like. Bart, let me tell y'all, before y'all start talking about can't hide the money, right? Is that, you know, so I signed with ESPN like a little over a month ago. And so I was like, are we going to be traveling? Will I be at home? They're like, yeah, I got a home set up. Well, I had a home set up, but it was like the basic, like the rookie, like the, you know what I mean? Like, hey, just got
one
here. Nice to meet you. Home set up.
Plant.
I have like a shelf at two shelves, just two, right. Like just one here and one there.
The
and I was like, I love it. And they were like, yeah. Yeah, they said it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And so I went to the store and found this, immaculate.
That's nice.
It wasn't IKEA. They hooked me up at this shop in Chicago. Found this immaculate setup. Got it set up, and then the next day I was on all the shows. So this is new.
That's the keeper.
And it ain't because of the new money. It's just I needed a better setup.
What, is that a salad plate above your head?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, I was looking at that little boat above there. It does look like a salad plate.
It's like some carrots. And
I know. Well, I picked it out. So let's talk about it. I know y'all, some can't see it, you know, radio, but
it's better. It's better than
the cherry wood, right?
It's better than Olasky. Olasky had a game ball from a game they lost.
Will you stop? I mean, leave Dan alone, man. He's not even here.
Game balls for losses. No, but straight up, like, you supposed only, like, there's games where I balled, and Bart, you would agree with this too. There are games where I balled out, like, phenomenal game, but we lost. And so nobody got a game ball. And I'm like, bro, like, I was on some bad teams earlier in my career. Arizona, we were 8-8 and 5-11 my first 2 years. So, like, all the games that I did well. So I got a game ball here from we beat Washington in 2014, onside kick recovery. Obviously, Chicago helmet. I'm still waiting on my Tampa Bay Buccaneers helmet. They said they were going to sign me back, but they didn't. And they won a Super Bowl, so I'm still hot about that. But all my football stuff, my Tampa stuff is back in Tampa. Cardinals helmet, game ball from the Bears, and then my book, Let the World See You, How to Be Real in a World Full of Fakes. That's my book right behind there. And then the plants.
I love how you got the book plug in there, too. Got to mention that. We got to get that on the table in front of us. All right, so, Sam, so we were talking about, as I think it's been the common theme now throughout the preseason in the NFL, a lot of different quarterback stories. But the story in Chicago, it just keeps kind of going back and forth, or maybe it's like, is the door open or is it completely closed? So Matt Nagy, you know, saying that they are going to start Andy Dalton week one. And I just wonder if that's one of those, he's not Mr. Right, but he's Mr. Right now kind of thing, you know, because Dalton's not going to play in the preseason finale this weekend. You're going to see Justin Fields and he's going to get a lot of work. So you'll get to see him a little more. But is that the case now in Chicago? I mean, because it seemed like it was a competition. Then it's like, well, we need to see more of Andy Dalton. Then it becomes, well, Justin's really played well, and we've got to look at the film. Like, it's been back and forth, back and forth. Now it's back to Dalton again. So that's the best way I can describe it. Andy Dalton isn't Mr. Right. He's Mr. Right now, but that's tenuous.
It absolutely is. And I love, Alan, the way that you've seen it, because it's relatively accurate. Here's just the one difference. So I played in Chicago for 4 years. So I played in Chicago from 2015 to 2018. 2018 was Matt Nagy's first year. I just signed a big deal in Chicago. Well, then I tore my pec, was out for the season. And so I was there that year and then got released from the Bears halfway through my deal, but because I got an injury. And so I just say all that to say, and I still live in Chicago. So, like, last year I covered the Bears, right? I literally watched every single game, was talking about them every Monday, every Friday, and whenever else people wanted to talk about it. So I have a pretty good understanding of the team and of Matt Nagy and of Ryan Pace. And I know, like, half the players, if not more, on the roster. Andy Dalton is the starter for now. Matt Nagy wants to do what Kansas City did in 2017 with Patrick Mahomes, meaning you have the luxury of a seasoned veteran like Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes is. In this case, it's Andy Dalton in Chicago for your rookie quarterback to learn the system, to get comfortable, all the things. Now, Justin Fields is ready. He's ready to play. He's NFL ready. But it never hurts to have that benefit of learning from someone, not even just a quarterback, but learning the system, right? Like that hit that he took in that last preseason game. Yeah. Like, let someone else take those hits, and then all of a sudden you know how to make the checks. Your offensive line is better, and there's more cohesiveness. So that's kind of my piece on why Andy Dalton shouldn't play right away. Not because he's not ready. I believe he's the best quarterback in the draft.
Yeah, you mean why?
Justin Fields, excuse me.
Yeah, he shouldn't play.
Excuse me. Why Justin Fields. So, but then the issue is Matt Nagy, Ryan Pace, relatively on the hot seat. That's why they traded up from 20 to 11 to go get Justin Fields. But just because you're on the hot seat doesn't mean you play your rookie right away. In all reality, like, if you have a longer term plan, right? Hey, management, hey, whoever cares, right? George McCaskey, the chairman of the team. Hey, people who, like, our bosses, Here's our plan. The plan is to play Andy Dalton until Justin Fields is ready, right? Until Justin Fields is like ready, like Patrick Mahomes ready. You know what I mean? Because he has that kind of talent. And so the issue that happened, the problem that happened was that two things. Number one, Justin Fields looked really, really good in practice. Number one.
Not the
so
game.
The teammates, Allen
practice.
Robinson. Yeah. Well, check it out, right? Because one thing at a time. So his teammates, Allen Robinson, Jimmy Graham, his offensive teammates, the offensive, you know, some of the stars on the team in so many ways, A-Rob's the star receiver, was like, man, I want to see this kid out in the game because he has that running ability, et cetera. In practice, you know how it is, Bart. Quarterbacks be running, but you can't touch him.
Yeah,
so
burping a baby.
You know,
man,
it's like,
man.
Oh, it's not a touch. You know what? Bingo. So then the game came, right? Well, preseason doesn't matter. Andy, you're our starter. But then the game came. Mm-hmm. Preseason number one. And Justin Fields looked heroic. But mind you, Andy Dalton only had, what, six plays, something like that, two series. So, but preseason doesn't matter until it does. And Justin Fields looks great. And all of a sudden, oh, there's this conversation. There's this uproar. All the players, the fans, the staff, people in there are like, man, we need to get this young guy some reps.
So here's
the
problem.
In the game, maybe he needs to be our star.
Here's the problem, though, right?
But real quick, two things. Real quick. Bart, let me finish real quick because I think it'll make sense when I finish it. So that happens, but then Andy Dalton's like, bro, I didn't get a fair chance to compete. So then game two, Andy Dalton gets a whole half, and he looks okay. Justin Fields gets a half. He looks okay. So now all of a sudden, it's like, well, what do we do? And then Matt Nagy goes back to his laurels of, you know what? We're going to do what we're going to do. I'm not going to be pressured by the outside. We're going to start Andy and then play Justin when he's ready. It may not be long. Remember last year in Chicago, Mitch Trubisky started three games and he got benched. Mm-hmm. He didn't play bad. Like, he led the team to a comeback in week one, played really well in week two. He threw one bad interception in week three against Atlanta, I believe. And all of a sudden he got benched, short leash. I think you're going to see something similar.
Oh, more flip-flops.
In Chicago.
Yeah, more flip-flops.
I think by week four, Alan, I think it's a wrap, right?
Here's they play the Lions.
Yeah, here's your problem with the theory, though, right? Like, the fact that you're trying to compare, you know, apples, not apples to apples. It's apples to oranges when you think about the situation of Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes. First of all, Alex Smith was probably one of the most winningest quarterbacks at that time with his tenure with Andy Reid. They just couldn't get over the hump. Andy Dalton's still learning his system, too. So even though he's a veteran quarterback, he doesn't know the nuance of the system because he hasn't been in it. And also, it's like when you think about it, right, at some point, Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace is going to have to sell hope, right? They have to sell hope there because now Green Bay is going to win. So now, just like when Odell Beckham saved Jerry Reese's job, he saved Coughlin's job, right, because now this kid is so exciting, you don't want to give him a different offensive system. You want him to continue to grow on it. At some point, I think that week is week four. Now, what you don't want him to do is mess around and die week one by going against the number one defense in the league, Aaron Donald. You think about, you know, what they have out there with Ramsey, him, you know, holding on to the football. Like, that hit that he didn't see was concerning. The fact that he didn't understand that was an overhanging player that they didn't have accounted for in the scheme, you know, it's concerning because those are the type of things that can make you go night-night, that can give you that David Carr effect, you know, make him start seeing ghosts like Sam Darnold did, you know, give him that eternal clock where he's trying to run and not go through his progressions, not understand that he's safe in the eye of the hurricane. You know, so for me, also, you have to sell Allen Robinson because you want to try and, you know, sign him for next year as well. And, like, you know, you want to say, hey, man, this is young kid's going to be your quarterback. We're going to take care of you, get a long-term, you know, contract. But the problem is their offensive line is horrible, like horrible, right? That's why they didn't see it, right?
Left tackle issues, of
left
course.
Tackle issues. You know, Trevor Jenkins, whatever his name is,
yes,
having Tevin. Back surgery.
Yes. You know, Tevin Jenkins. So their second round pick. Yep.
Yeah. So, but the problem is, it doesn't get easier. Like, yeah, you can get him out there week four against the Lions, and then, you know, week five against the Raiders. But man, it gets tough after that.
Yes,
so this is going to be trial by fire.
They have the hardest.
He's
going
to go against Green Bay. Then he's going to go against Tampa. So, then he's going to get San Francisco.
One way or
Pittsburgh.
Another. It's one way or another, he's going to have to face the gauntlet because they have a tough schedule. But, you know, I think we can all agree it's not what Bears fans want to see. And they voiced their opinion in that as Andy Dalton was out there for preseason two. But it's what you're going to have to see, and it might be for the best right now. But like you said, you said it, you'll know, like watching Andy Dalton, you'll know when to make the move. I actually think you'll know by watching your own team.
Yeah.
Like, you'll just watch your team and you'll say, we need an injection of some energy, and this kid definitely brings it. Where the vets even come and say, like, can we just make this move? This kid's got to play. you know, it's not that you'll know when Justin Fields is ready, because I don't know how you'll know during the season in practice. You're not going to really know during the season in practice.
But it's not even about that.
It's how your team looks. Go ahead.
Well, it's not even about that. So, like, Justin Fields is ready. Like, I believe Justin Fields is ready. But just because you're ready doesn't mean you go get in there right now. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, Patrick Mahomes may have been ready in 2017. But just because he's quote-unquote ready doesn't mean you just go and get in there right now. I remember, like, that 2017 season, right? Mahomes had that last game. He was okay, whatever. Right before that, right before the next season, I was at the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl, right? I'm the vice president of the NFL Players Association. So I was at the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl up in this suite, whatever, hanging out. And I saw this guy. I saw some dude with some kind of like curly hair. You know what I mean? Light-skinned dude. Sound just like sitting there DeFrog. Watching. Like had it, yeah, right, you're right. Well, I didn't talk to him yet. Just had just notes watching. And I would go up, you know, I just signed my deal. So I'm, you know, 7-year vet. You know, who's this young guy? Fred, you know, rookie? Is he a college player? I was like, hey, what's up, man? What's your name? He's like, hey, I'm Patrick. Oh, good to meet you, man. What's your last name? Patrick Mahomes. Okay, cool. I knew nothing about the guy. Mm. Knew nothing. I didn't know, like, you know, I didn't know, yeah, Patrick, you know, whatever. The next year, 2018,
yeah,
5,000-plus yards, 50-plus touchdowns, MVP. So it's like, that's the point that I'm making. Justin Fields can be that.
Twice. Be careful with that, because like we're always thinking the next guy, and he can be good, but listen, I don't know. I think Zach Wilson has a better chance, or just as good of a chance, in being the next big thing, just because you think about the organization. Now it's dysfunctional.
No.
Okay. There you go. You put your Chicago hot dog hat on.
Well, all right. But whether or not, I think, though, the Mahomes thing that you're bringing up, though, Sam, to me, because I know, like, bring back Dan Orlovsky. Dan feels like all these quarterbacks, all these young guys, you should just throw them in the lake and tell them to swim. Like, baptism by fire. It's not the old days where it's too hard. These guys are ready. They're training. They're ready to go. You can play them right away. And I feel the opposite. I think what they did in Kansas City is, to me, should be the new standard, because you need to give them time. Give them that gap year. But I also feel like it's also important – If I know I just drafted a quarterback in the first round, I want them in the room with a vet. Like, I love the 49ers situation with Garoppolo. You could say, well, it could be awkward. It's a competition. And we'll get to that, because Jimmy G told us something a few months ago that stood out to me, and we're going to get to that a little bit later on. But I just feel like that's the scenario you want. So having an Andy Dalton around for Justin Fields, that's not a bad thing either. It allows you to buy time. Sure, fans want to see the shiny new toy, but you want to make sure that toy is in the best possible position to succeed. And if your offensive line isn't right, if maybe he doesn't understand or have a grasp of everything just yet, where he's going to miss Bart Scott coming at me over here and I didn't see him, and now he just pops my helmet off my head. Yeah, I don't want that kid being in that situation. So, again, Matt Nagy's had to kind of balance this between expectations and maybe pressure from above of, or the fans want this kid, why aren't we playing him, versus I want to save my job, but what's right for the team right now. So Matt Nagy was talking about his quarterback situation, and here's how he described it.
For us, it's all about getting better. So we just want to see him play hard and play well. And the variables are different, right? He's not out there with, just like Andy hasn't been out there with some of those one receivers. So all I want to see from him is just play a good game of football at the quarterback position. And again, keep the big picture in mind for all of us.
And that's the important part, right? The big picture, which you could say, well, the big picture is winning. No, the big picture is making sure that this kid you were able to get, you moved up to get him, that he becomes your long-awaited, and Sam, you know this as well as anybody, long-awaited franchise quarterback that you have, because for the Bears, just like a lot of other franchises, they haven't had one, and the search has continued. Maybe it stops here. And what else is important is that Justin Fields understands it. And I think he does. You've heard what he said about the boos for Dalton. Now, he doesn't like that. That's not right. More importantly, does he trust his coach? Listen to this.
I think if, you know, the players of a team don't buy into what a coach has to say, then that team's not going to be successful. So, I pretty much have no choice. That's ultimately why I'm trusting him, because, of course, you know, we all want the same thing. We all want to win games. So there's no reason for me not to trust him.
So you got to trust him. Doesn't really have a choice. He has to. But that's the part I think is the most delicate of all. Is the head coach, the relationship he has with the young quarterback. That's how, to me, Matt Nagy, guys, preserves his job. Not playing him right away, but getting that trust to where the kid believes in everything he's teaching me. You've been honest with me from day one. I believe that you have my best interest in mind, and you want me to develop the right way. If that trust develops, then Matt Nagy keeps his job, whether he plays him or not. That's the most important part.
I think Nagy and Pace are out of here, man. Like, listen, they were on borrowed time. They lucked up to find this kid, to get this kid. And now you're saying, you know what, who can we bring in here who can develop and build a team around? Remember, a lot of people are giving, like, Baker Mayfield and Stefanski a lot of credit. Dorsey is the one who made the power move mm-hmm. to build the foundation of that team. They need to find somebody that can build the foundation of the team, because this foundation of this team is flawed. And they're going to waste Khalil Mack's, you know, prime, and he's going to be there just like he was in Oakland, and he was sitting there in Oakland, and they couldn't win with him. They need to cash in that chip, get rid of him, and bring in some foundational pieces, much like the Jets did with Jamal Adams. Those were the building blocks of a fundamental piece. And listen, Nagy, Pace, thank you for getting him, but you can't be around to see him to see him develop. Your time here is over.
All right, we got to talk more quarterbacks here, so we want you to be part of Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin Nation. On the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed today at KJ and Z, we're asking which quarterback has never won an MVP that has never won an MVP will win it first. We got Stafford, Josh Allen, Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott. See it right there on at KJ and Z. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back. So are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Sam, we'll have you back later. We'll catch up with you there.
Comment.
Thanks so much. So fireside chat with Jerry Jones.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.